Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about National Chiropractic Health Month. So, what do you think we're going to talk about?
Chiropractic,
and how chiropractic counts. Dr. Prather, what is National Chiropractic Health Month?
Well, it's an attempt to raise the awareness and dispel some of the misconceptions about chiropractic. Uh-huh. So helping people to have a better understanding of chiropractic and how chiropractic can actually fit into their life and into the healthcare system.
Well, why is it important to raise awareness of chiropractic?
Well, we are in a healthcare crisis. You know, and, you know, just for chiropractic's sake itself, I mean, that's not the reason. It's really for the public awareness, you know, that the public can have a right conception of what chiropractic is. There's a lot of misconceptions out there that people have. Some of it has actually been formulated by other people, you know, purposely. To give chiropractic a bad name and you know, changing and making people aware, also affecting public policy, so that the help that chiropractic can give to people, the help that chiropractic can actually give to this nation and to the healthcare system, can actually become realized and everyone can get the benefit of chiropractic.
I know, I was thinking of a patient we had yesterday. The gentleman is in his late 70s, and we were closing, he was finishing up rehab and discharging, and I do a wellness questionnaire at the end, and he, you know, is in excellent health. And come to find out, he has been getting chiropractic care since he was a young child, you know, and he really attributes a lot of his health to that, you know. So it's real interesting when people have had chiropractic in their lives, and how early you can start.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There is just so much evidence that is starting to come through on the benefit of chiropractic, and if we can implement that into the healthcare system, just what a difference that all that will make in people's lives. So. I feel it's a very important type of thing, and it's good that we have a month where we're trying to raise that awareness, and that's what we want to talk about today.
Okay. Well, what is the Gallup report?
There was just came out a report, the first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic.
Oh, okay.
So
this is the first.
This is the first time that they've
done. Even though chiropractic's been around for a long time.
Yeah, 120 years.
Ah.
This is the 120th anniversary of chiropractic.
Wow.
So it's been around quite a bit, and no one, the Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding. So this is the first ever Gallup poll on what the perceptions of chiropractic is.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
Well, about 50% of the adult population have been to a chiropractor in their life.
50%.
And of those 50%, they have a very high opinion of chiropractic. So about 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. Matter of fact, chiropractic for the, as people have visited a chiropractic, we have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those, 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't really say for sure, but you know, I'm not for sure. So you know, there's a lot of misconception on that. You know, on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. You know, I've had people came in and said, well, my doctor said not to go to a chiropractor. It's dangerous. And, you know, but we needed to kind of contact him, talk to the doctor, see. And I said, now, you know, you told this patient that chiropractic was dangerous. And, oh, yeah. You know, have you ever, you know, mm-hmm. seen a chiropractic adjustment? No. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a chiropractor's office? No. So even within healthcare professionals, you know, I mean, you mm-hmm. making a judgment like that with that kind of authority mm-hmm. And that kind of without any remote knowledge mm-hmm. of it. You know, I said, you know, there's a lot of literature, scientific literature out there on chiropractic. Mm-hmm. You know, on talking about it. Have you ever read any of that? No. Why would I do that? I already know.
What is it? Chiropractic malpractice, one of the lowest of...
Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. Uh-huh. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it doesn't really make sense. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic. So, you know, making people aware of those types of things, because you've got 25% of the population out there who mistakenly believe that chiropractic is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you have actually a higher percentage of medical doctors who think chiropractic is, and who should know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're professionals. They should be basing their opinions off of facts and research and things like that, instead of just, oh, you know, one of my, you know, somebody said that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where does that come from?
Oh, there was a whole program that was started by the American Medical Association to destroy chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And we actually have their whole document on from top to bottom exactly how they planned on doing it.
Didn't it go to the Supreme Court?
Yes, it actually went to the Supreme Court. We had all their documents. They were proven to be in violation of the Anti-Sherman Act. Matter of fact, in their statements, they said chiropractic seems to be completely harmless and has a lot of benefit, but we can't let that go. Mm-hmm. Because of the financial impact on the drug companies and our members of our medical association, we need to eliminate chiropractic. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, the American Medical Association decided to do research to show how chiropractic was completely ineffective. And all six studies showed that chiropractic was extremely effective, so they squelched those. And that was part of the records that we had. Mm-hmm. In other words, the American Medical Association did research on chiropractic, found it extremely effective, and to prevent their financial pockets and those who support them from being affected by it for the benefit of the, I mean, you know, against the benefit of the public, they decided to start a smear campaign, and they spent $50 million a month on destroying chiropractic. They had...
Was this in the 70s when...
1987 is when it went to... Was when the verdict...
Not that long ago.
No, when the verdict came out. So, you know, we...
But the
smear
campaign had been...
Went a long time. There was... And the things that they actually did were criminal. I mean, it was horrible, you know, the depths that they went to try to bring that about. So, very, very damning type of evidence. It was not in the public interest whatsoever. And a lot of people, you know, once you repeat a lie, you know, and spend enough money to repeat a lie. Matter of fact, you can't put a, even nowadays, it's ongoing. You cannot, there was a show that I knew of that was going to be put on with a positive light on a chiropractor. They were paid $300,000, the producers, not to include chiropractic into it.
Wow.
By the American Medical Association. And that was just 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's interesting because Tom Brady... from the New England Patriots, came out, and he has been greatly helped by holistic medicine and
chiropractic,
yeah. And even help financing his holistic doctor, and he's getting reamed for it. You know,
yes, there is a movement out there to suppress the truth. And, you know, that's why we have this radio program, to help to put out and counter just a drop in the bucket, but just to try to counter that some.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about, you know, what the barriers are. You know, what barriers do people have in going to a chiropractor?
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about chiropractic counts. It's National Chiropractic Health Month in October. And very interesting first segment, Dr. Prather, just talking about why, quite a few people, you said 50%.
50% of the adults actually go to visit chiropractors, have been to chiropractors, with the highest satisfaction rate of any profession out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we have a very, very good track record. And this, of course, was, you know, not chiropractors who were figuring this out, but this was people who had, you know, no skin in the game.
Uh-huh.
That did that research. So it's 50% of all the adults have actually been out there to see a chiropractor. About 14% is what they found have visited a chiropractor in the last year. Mm-hmm. There are 25% of the people who feel that chiropractic is very strong opinion that chiropractic is dangerous. 25% said, oh, that's a possibility. So, you know, one of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money.
Uh-huh.
on the risk and benefit, just the risk that's involved. And again, chiropractors pay the least amount of malpractice of any healthcare professional out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's extremely safe. Pretty much everybody agrees to that. What has happened is that there's been some publicity on chiropractic and strokes. You know, that's one of the concern that a lot of doctors have actually, put out there that, you know, what about strokes, you know, that actually occurs with a cervical rotation. By the way, in our practice, we actually don't do that particular chiropractic adjustment. So our risk is absolutely none. But people were asking about that, and because they said, well, there's a study of, you know, these, I think there was like, in 1 year, 20 people that felt that that they had called a chiropractic adjustment having a stroke situation.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting about that is that chiropractic adjustment that they called it, none of them were chiropractors.
Oh. But they called it a chiropractic adjustment.
They called it a chiropractic adjustment. The most common people who had done it, who had did it, were actually athletic trainers,
mm-hmm.
Physical therapists,
mm-hmm.
a massage therapist, or a lot of times it's just somebody who decides to crack somebody's neck mm-hmm. is actually the number one.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like, surgery. Well, a lot of people die with surgery, mm-hmm. but it would be like saying, well, you know, 100 people died from getting surgery done. Well, you know, how many of them were actually surgeons
mm-hmm.
that were doing the surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. One was a garage mechanic who cut somebody open to get out their appendix. So of the chiropractic adjustments where there were, injury that had occurred, in 1 year, none of them were chiropractors who had supposedly done the chiropractic adjustment.
Wow.
But what they did is they classified it, well, you know, what did you do? Well, I kind of did like a chiropractic adjustment and twisted somebody's neck. Mm-hmm. And literally one of them was an auto mechanic. And they marked it down, oh, chiropractic adjustment caused stroke. You know, the absurdity of it is we're laughing about it. But, you know, in other words, they're claiming that chiropractic caused these injuries, you know, these 20 injuries in that last year who had been recorded. But none of the chiropractic adjustments was actually done by a chiropractor.
Mm, interesting. So why don't we...
Put
up a shingle.
It's frustrating for... You know, I mean, it's hilarious.
Get your oil changed and your neck cracked.
I mean, you know, it's laughable about that. And, you know, because I had an MD who actually, you know, brought that up to me. Uh-huh. You know, as I was talking to him, he says, well, you know, we have these 20 strokes. You know, here's the research on it. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I said, well, you know, let me show you the full report and show you, you know, who it was who actually did those. You know.
Right.
And he goes, oh, gosh, none of those were chiropractors.
Yeah.
In matter of fact, strokes, the highest risk for a stroke is going in and going to a hairdresser.
Oh, really?
Because of putting your head back.
Back into extension.
Back into extension to have your hair washed. So there's actually more injuries with the desiccation of the vertebral artery in that type of a situation than, you know, has ever been with chiropractic. So, you know, if you want to be careful on that, you know, don't go to your hairdresser. That's
you
a lot more.
Can't say that.
Well,
but they're actually, I've noticed their sinks are much better, so you're not going so far back.
That is something that is actually, you know, something you have to be aware of.
Right.
But,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's define chiropractic. It's been around for 120 years. That's a long
years.
Time.
Yes.
A lot longer than allopathic medicine.
Interestingly enough, you know, the idea of correcting the skeletal structure for healing is a worldwide, you know, thing.
Right.
In other words, and it's been around forever. In other words, in Egyptian hieroglyphics, you know, the Chinese, Hippocrates had a whole thing on how to correct people's spinal misalignments. So, you know, the idea of chiropractic, working with the spine to help with, you know, nerve problems has been around forever. Matter of fact, the English had bone setters. Was in the Queen Victoria's physician was a bone setter. So this is something that's at chiropractic. The idea behind chiropractic is a worldwide phenomena. The India had it, China had it, Egypt had it. You can go back into African tribes and they do it. So this is not something that is new. But, you know, the chiropractic profession was started 120 years ago with a very specific type of idea on how to accomplish that, and been able to, you know, perfect it in a lot of different ways since then.
Well, I think of a funny story. Our friend's mother, who we love dearly, she's passed away now, but she had the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, and we went to visit her in the hospital, and she had forgotten your name, Bob.
Right.
But she said, the keeper of the bones. That's how she... And we laughed so hard, the keeper of the bones. At her funeral, I brought up that story. You are the keeper of the bones. Well, let's talk about the schooling for chiropractic.
Sure.
It's pretty extensive.
It is, and it's, you know, if you look at the comparison to the medical doctor and the chiropractic, you know, the schooling is very similar. Now, we don't have the pharmaceutical training on that, but we actually have a lot more anatomy. than the medical doctors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the schooling is very very on par. It has to by law, you know, and it was done on purpose. So, you know, as a primary healthcare physician, we need to have the same knowledge along those lines as a medical doctor, with the knowledge of how to diagnose and how to get people where they need to be in case of emergency. So we have the same responsibility as an MD, and very, very similar education. Matter of fact, many of my professors that I had at chiropractic college down at Life University down in Atlanta, Georgia, also were teaching at Emory, Emory Medical School. So, you know, not only did we have, you know, a lot of the same courses, but we actually had the same professors. And, you know, they told us, you know, matter of fact, we were doing neuroanatomy, and he said, well, you know, just to let you know, we've got a much tougher course than they do in the medical school right now. So he says, I'm teaching them both.
At the chiropractic school.
At the chiropractic school.
And that's 4 years of undergrad, and then 4 years
of a medical school, just like a of chiropractic school, just like a medical doctor.
So, big question: Do chiropractors crack bones? You know, I want to get my bones cracked.
You're right. You know, can you pop me? And there are, by the American Chiropractic Association, recognized 40 different systems of adjusting. And I've had a friend of mine who actually did a study on chiropractic and came up with 400 different systems of adjustments.
400, wow.
Yes. Now, one of the most common ways is called a diversified type of technique. And diversified has a feeling that mainly mobilization is their philosophy. Where they do actually take the skeletal structure to the point of maximum tension, and then take it a little bit farther. And when you do that, you do get a popping noise. And what that is basically like opening up a soda pop bottle. It's just a release of gas in the ligaments. So, you know, if you take it just a little bit beyond its range of motion, there are philosophies where we adjust within the range of motion. And so if you don't, and a lot of people have come into me who had been referred by other people and said, you know, I really like the benefits of chiropractic. It made me feel good, but I really hated to hear my bones pop. And they said that you never have made their bones pop. You know, that cracking noise. And I said, you know, I kind of laughed and explained it to him a little bit and said, no, we don't. Just because with our techniques, we adjust within the range of motion, so you don't hear that. And there's a certain percentage of the population don't like that sound. Now, some people really, really love it, but a lot of people don't. And within our office, we don't actually hear the, you know, and I tell people who, some people are disappointed, some people are pleased, we're not going to make your bones pop. So, you know, if that is actually a problem for people, call around and you can ask on the chiropractor, because there's a, as I said, there's a lot of different types of techniques, and there's a right technique for each person that they have a preference on, and which one seems to work the very best for them. So there's a lot of different types of ways of working with that. There's a lot of chiropractors with a lot of different types of services, and I'm sure that you can find one that their technique is something that you especially enjoy.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the chiropractic techniques here used at the Prather practice.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So my wife went and bought all the ingredients necessary for the cleanup, but she wasn't home that afternoon, so she put them all on the kitchen counter. She kept texting me. Now remember, at 3 o'clock, you're supposed to start the cleanse, you know. I'm like, yeah. I passed everything I've ever eaten in my entire life. I passed things things I had only thought about eating. I passed things my neighbors had eaten. I passed a red bicycle we keep in the garage. And 1 hour later, what was coming out of me was so pure, it could be legally declared mountain spring water.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. Well, today we're talking about chiropractic counts. It's National Chiropractic Health Month in October. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about how many different systems of adjusting are there? I mean, quite a few.
Yeah, as I said, there was 40 different systems that are recognized by the American Chiropractic Association. Mm-hmm. Within the school that I went to, 26 were taught. Wow. In the school itself.
Okay.
But there are there, from what I've seen, about 400 different systems of chiropractic adjustments out there. Mm-hmm. So a very wide range of different types of techniques. There's, of course, diversified, that's one that's the most popular. But there are even reflex adjustments where it's extremely light. Mm-hmm. So when we have people who come in, even with severe osteoporosis fractures, post-surgical type of situations where, definitely it's contraindicated for any type of manual manipulation. What we do is purely just reflexes on the ligaments and get very, very excellent results that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the chiropractic techniques you use here at the Prather Practice.
Certainly. One of the things that we're very well known for is upper cervical techniques. Mm-hmm. One of the things, as I was getting into chiropractic, I went around and asked some of the top chiropractors, what is the most important adjustment out there? And it was universal, the occiput, atlas, and axis. Mm-hmm. That's the upper neck area, just below the skull. Neurologically, that makes complete sense. It's actually considered an area that is also, when I asked the chiropractors what's the most difficult to adjust, they said, mm-hmm, the upper cervical area. And but it actually produces the greatest amount of results in people.
Is that because most of the nervous system goes through there?
Yes, the nervous system goes through there, and underneath there is the lower brainstem, where almost all autonomic nervous system activity takes place. Mm-hmm. So it's a very sensitive area, but a very, very important area to the body. Mm-hmm. So you can make greater amount of changes in people's health by working in that area, or pains, everything like that. And that's the area where we kind of get our miracles from. Mm-hmm. Those are the areas that people say, wow, I've been waiting for that all my life. I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. People have actually cried after that particular adjustment because of the amount of relief that they got. Mm-hmm. So, and we
you're talking about the atlas orthogonal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The technique that we use on that, I've actually been trained in several different systems on the upper cervical. Mm-hmm. The one that we have found the most effective for us is called the atlas orthogonal. It is probably the best recognized, best researched of all the upper cervical techniques, and probably the most popular.
And very scientific.
And
take x-rays.
Very mathematical.
Mathematical.
Mathematical alignment. It's something that has a lot of validity into it. They actually presented it at the Spinal Biomechanics Conference, been written up in Spine Journal. It got a standing ovation at the Spinal Biomechanics Conference, probably one of the only times that they've ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of validity to it. We have people come from all over the world to get that particular adjustment, and it really can make a big difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of the basis of what we do. However, it is recognized by many other different types of systems as something that's very, very helpful. A system that's very popular is the Gonstead system out in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, is where that originated from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very well-known system, and they said that the Atlas Orthogonal was, you have difficulty with the neck, that's where you go.
I know we have MDs from all over referring to you for the Atlas Orthogonal. I was thinking of one MD especially that works with cancer patients in New York City, has sent his patients
here
because he knows how effective.
Yeah, we get referrals from neurologists. We get quite a few referrals for that particular technique,
mm-hmm.
Just because it is so effective and can make such a difference, especially in real serious cases.
Mm-hmm. And that's called the Atlas Orthogonal. It's really a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
It's fun.
And which just means the atlas at right angles.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's in homeostasis. And if we've ever talked about that.
On the radio show, never.
and really, you know, when you're talking about chiropractic, that's really what we're talking about. It's a means of achieving homeostasis in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Structurally changing, affecting the nervous system. There are two systems that I always say that are most important to get the body working. If you're going to heal, you have to have the endocrine system, the neurological system working correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the basis of what everything works off of. And if you don't have those two systems working correctly, you're not going to be healthy.
Well, and I think people think, oh, you're just taking care of my bones.
Correct.
But it's the whole neurological system, too.
It's the neurological that makes the biggest difference. Yes, we want to have good mobility, and yes, we don't want arthritis in the joints. It is very effective, chiropractic is, for preventing the aging of the spine. Also, as you get things lined up, kinesthetically, that makes a big difference on health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Helps to achieve homeostasis, but really the dramatic changes is if the skeletal structure is out of alignment, what it does to the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very devastating along those lines. There's a tremendous amount of research that's coming out. It's amazing, just the validation of chiropractic in modern research. And how it affects the nervous system and the physiological changes that occur throughout the body. So, you know, it's a very exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally getting some research going on that.
Well, let's talk, too. You've talked about the upper cervical, but you also adjust the full spine.
Full spine.
Extremities.
Extremities.
In fact, we've had a patient, you were adjusting their feet. When you think about it, there's a lot of bones in the feet.
An awful lot of articulation.
I don't think they realized you adjusted the
spine. You know, he had a guy who was talking about how much better his low back was, and he came in because he was talking about out in the hallway. And he says, I didn't know you as a chiropractor took care of low backs also. He was referring people in for the feet, but he didn't know about that.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting along those lines because, you know, podiatry used to, they used to be called chiropodists.
Oh, uh-huh.
And chiropodists
what
adjusted the feet.
What does chiro mean?
A hand.
Ah,
so
using
the
hand.
Yeah, using the hands to help to heal up the feet. And so there was a whole system of adjustments for the feet. And the medical profession, again, put enough pressure on them that they went more to a medical model where they went surgery
mm-hmm.
instead of the hands-on type of healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also, you know, when we're talking about, we're very excited about research, up until more recently, if you were a scientific researcher and you did research on chiropractic that showed chiropractic effective and you published it, you were blackballed.
Wow.
In the healthcare system. So when I used to get, well, why isn't there any research on this? Well, the American Medical Association ruined people who did research.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure that research money never went to look at chiropractic because they had done research and found that it was effective, and they didn't want that information getting out. So that was one of the things that we went to court with on the anti-Sherman,
mm-hmm.
was that they were suppressing research. So the reason that chiropractic didn't have the research before was because it was a conspiracy
mm-hmm.
against being able to do research on chiropractic.
Wow. You know, when you think about the history of chiropractic, it's just been through a lot. And right now, insurance companies are targeting it. You know,
well, they're targeting everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
we're not the worst of it, but yes, we've gone through quite a bit. And you know, we were talking about, you know, the like health shows, you know, hospital shows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those all have to be approved by the American Medical Association?
I was thinking of Two and a Half Men. The brother is a chiropractor, and how they portray him.
That was actually paid for.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a huge amount on our public media out there. There is a tremendous amount of money that is spent to form the opinions,
mm-hmm.
and they scientifically look at it to see how they can best put pharmaceuticals, drugs, into a good light,
mm-hmm.
and try to negate alternative healthcare. And it's actually a very proven conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of money that is still being spent to create a certain perception, and people need to wake up and not believe what they're fed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, when we come back, let's talk about what's being done now to incorporate chiropractic into the healthcare model.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. How can acupuncture help pain?
I've had many, many patients said that the acupuncture worked better than their cortisone shots mm-hmm. for the pain relief. And not only that, but it was they could do it as often as they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very nice type of thing. And we use the acupuncture a tremendous amount for any type of inflammatory, painful condition. Very, very excellent relief.
Well, in a way, is this how pain works? When one of those roadways are blocked,
mm-hmm.
then you have pain, correct?
Correct.
And acupuncture kind of opens that up.
Opens it up, redirects it. Absolutely. And we get amazing inflammatory relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that we see on a regular basis. And we get quite a few referrals for pain relief from the acupuncture with excellent results.
What if someone's thinking acupuncture, you know, and they're afraid of needles?
Well, the nice thing is that we have, well, first off, the needles are as thin as a hair. When people think about needles, they think about a hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put probably at least 5, maybe 10 of those needles in one hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very thin. Also, they're rounded on the end. They're not sharp. So, you know, that you get very seldom do you get any bleeding. It's more of a toxic release if there is. But that will actually go in and kind of go between the skin cells. So there's very little problems. A lot of people compare it to a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you are just not going to do needles, Mm-hmm. We have lots of different alternatives. There's laser, there's electrical, we have an acupowder. I have several patients who do not even ever want me to show them a needle. They will pass out just like that.
And a lot of times you don't even feel it.
Well, you don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't. Matter of fact, I had a patient who was laying down, and she says, "No, I'm deathly afraid of needles." And we're talking, and I'm sitting there putting needles in her, and we're going on and on. And she's laying face down, and she says, "Okay, tell me when you start."
You had already put
it. I had already done it.
That was sneaky.
She thought it was fun. Well, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. It just went that way. And that she says, sneaky. "Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were just checking the points." She said, "I didn't even feel it."
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking today about chiropractic counts. It's National Chiropractic Health Month in October. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about what's being done to incorporate chiropractic right now into the healthcare model.
Well, that's one thing that actually I like about the Affordable Health Care Act. Is it requires that chiropractic become a part of the system. Mm-hmm. One of the things is because of chiropractic, you know, the things that had been going on, the ability to incorporate chiropractic as a part of the healthcare system has not really occurred. So there is a whole movement that, one, hospitals have to incorporate, and large healthcare facilities mm-hmm. have to incorporate chiropractic to actually keep their certification.
Interesting.
It's research money was allocated that mm-hmm. wasn't there before. So it's become part of the research. It's becoming part of the part of the healthcare system. So there's an integration that's actually being required. It's a difficult process. Mm-hmm. But at our office, we're really making a very strong attempt to become part of the healthcare system instead of just a separate type of entity.
Here at the Prather Practice.
Yeah. Here at the Prather Practice.
By integrating it.
That's one of the things that we're seeing. And then we're also looking on a national level, trying to be very involved in that to help this to become a nationally mm-hmm. An integrated part of our healthcare system.
Yeah, it was great to have our collaborating MD in here.
Yes.
he could barely walk in. He was trying to show off for his son some soccer kick.
Right.
And he got acupuncture.
Right.
And walked out, and the inflammation was down. And you know.
He can't believe just the changes that take place in here. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you can.
When he looks over the blood work. And,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know, just looking at the structure function model and how it needs to be incorporated, that's what we're really trying to incorporate.
Mm-hmm. So why is chiropractic so needed now in our healthcare system?
We have a crisis in America in several different types of areas. Mm-hmm. We have a crisis in drugs. We have a society
legal and illegal.
Mm. The whole opiates problem has created a heroin epidemic. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there's many people out there that are listening that know of people who are addicted to opiates, and also heroin is part of that. Mm-hmm. It's a national crisis. The number of people who are dying each year is about between 45 and 50,000 a year with overdose on opiates.
Wow.
The number of people that are addicted is just out the roof. 80% of all opiates that are consumed are here in the United States. Mm. So we take up 80% of that.
Wow.
It's a crisis in cost, in performance, in suffering of humanity. And being able to find alternatives to those is very, very necessary. And the American Pain Academy, which is the official American, Academy, said that the first line of choice should no longer be opiates for pain, mm-hmm. but should be chiropractic and acupuncture.
Interesting. So how does chiropractic provide relief for America's drug problem?
Well, we give them an alternative. Mm-hmm. We have 100 million people who are suffering with pain in the United States.
Wow.
And, they need relief. I have so many people who come in here who either are, I'm in horrible pain. I don't want to take the opiates, or I want to get off the opiates.
Mm-hmm.
And, we provide that relief for them. And so chiropractic is an amazing type of a help along those lines. And incorporating these types of procedures on there can really give answers, real relief for the pain. I mean, when you're talking about taking pain medicines,
mm-hmm.
There's several things that happen. One, after a period of time, even if they don't work, eventually they're not going to.
Mm-hmm. They're going to stop working.
They're going to stop working, and you have to increase it, which actually increases your risk. Then you have the whole situation is the longer and the more opiates mm-hmm. you take, the less your body is naturally able to handle pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a situation that when you do have to go off of them and you still have the underlying problem, then you actually hurt worse than what you would if you had never had them in the first place.
Yeah, you see that.
So, the effects on people, the addiction, it's a very, very difficult to get off of those.
Mm-hmm.
This opiates are basically excellent for people who are going to, for a very short amount of time, get something under control.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent help along those lines. I have nothing against them. People who are dying, it's a great way to relieve their pain during that mm-hmm. time. But for the vast majority of people who are taking the opiates, they should be doing different ways of actually controlling the pain, which are actually shown to be more effective.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's so rewarding to see people coming off of those.
Sure.
You know?
Well, also, when we get into the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
mm-hmm.
Anyone who has any cardiovascular disease should not be on those.
Mm.
And it increases your risk of problems. So there's a huge amount of risks that are going on with the drugs. Drugs are very, very addictive. They're dangerous. Chiropractic is, not addictive.
Mm-hmm.
It is not dangerous, proven to be very effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just makes sense that we need to implement chiropractic care, acupuncture, all the different types of what we consider structure function care into our system and utilize the drugs in their proper way.
So how can chiropractic help fix our healthcare crisis?
Well, there has been a very major study on implementing chiropractic into the healthcare model mm-hmm. up in Chicago. It's called the Chicago Report. It's been an ongoing type of study. The structure function is actually implemented within the healthcare system, they find a 60% savings in overall healthcare costs.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. The federal government says, look, we cannot maintain the level of services that we're providing.
Mm-hmm.
It would free up money so that people aren't fighting their insurance companies to get paid for mm-hmm. the things that they need.
Right.
If we could cut down on the cost of our healthcare system by 60%, one, it's a positive because, mm-hmm. We don't have to pay as much taxes. Can you imagine reducing your insurance costs by 60%?
Mm-hmm. Be nice.
I mean, people would like that. So there would be direct savings. It would open up the economy. The people would have more disposable income. And they also had an 85% improvement in results.
Mm. So that's all been proven.
It's all been proven.
Yeah. So, well, we have about a minute here. What is the future of chiropractic, Dr. Prather?
The future of chiropractic is what one that we envision, that within every healthcare facility that there is actually chiropractic provided mm-hmm. as a portion of the overall treatment for an individual. So that's where we're going with it.
Mm-hmm. That's so, a great goal.
It's a vision that we have, a vision that I think is very achievable, and something that people, even the healthcare professionals, are going to find so beneficial and really solve a lot of problems.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for National Chiropractic Health Month Awareness, Chiropractic Awareness. Good show. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Healthy Habits from the Prather Practice is a natural weight loss program with a proven success rate. Healthy Habits is an individualized program that is tailored to each patient's needs. Healthy Habits is not a trendy diet. The program actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning. The Healthy Habits program includes concentrated vitamins and minerals that help you to burn fat and feel more energetic. Healthy Habits provides support from a counselor and exercise physiologist in order to maximize your results and help you create new healthy habits in your life. This program even helped our own Dr. Prather to lose 24 pounds and shed 4 inches from his waist in just 12 days. Schedule your consultation with a Healthy Habits counselor at the Prather Practice at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.